It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, November 9th, 2017. Today is the birthday of American poet Anne Sexton, born in Newton, Massachusetts in 1928. Known for her highly personal confessional verse, she won the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1967 for her book Live or Die. Themes of her poetry include her long battle against depression and mania, suicidal tendencies, and various intimate details from her private life, including her relationships with her husband and her children. Anne Sexton suffered from severe mental illness for much of her life, her first manic episode taking place in 1954. After a second episode the following year, she met Dr. Martin Orne, who became her long-term therapist and who encouraged her to take up writing poetry. She found early acclaim with her poems, and many of them were accepted by The New Yorker, Harper's Magazine, and the Saturday Review. She later studied with Robert Lowell at Boston University, along with such distinguished poets as Sylvia Plath and George Starbuck. Within 12 years of writing her first sonnet, she was one of the most honored poets in America, a Pulitzer Prize winner, a fellow of the Royal Society of Literature, and the first female member of the Harvard chapter of Phi Beta Kappa. Despite her acclaim, her illness steadily worsened, and on October 4th, 1974, after a working lunch with her friend, poet Maxine Kumin, Anne returned home, put on her mother's old fur coat, removed all her rings, poured herself a glass of vodka, locked herself in the garage, and started the engine of her car, committing suicide by carbon monoxide poisoning. She was only 45 years old. Anne Sexton is seen as the modern model of the confessional poet, writing openly about every aspect of her personal life from adultery to drug addiction, at a time when the proprieties embrace none of these as proper topics for poetry. Her eighth collection is entitled The Awful Rowing Toward God. The title came from her meeting with a Roman Catholic priest who, although unwilling to administer last rites, told her, "God is in your typewriter, Anne." This gave the poet the desire and the willpower to continue living and writing for a time. The Awful Rowing Toward God and the Death Notebooks are among her final works, and both center on the theme of dying. Much has been made of the tangled threads of her writing, her life, and her depression, much in the same way as with Sylvia Plath's suicide in 1963. Robert Lowell, Adrian Rich, and Denise Levertov commented in separate obituaries on the role of creativity in her death. Levertov says, "We who are alive must make clear, as she could not, the distinction between creativity and self-destruction." The essence of Anne Sexton's tortured genius is reflected in these thoughts from her journal. "All I wanted was a little piece of life, to be married, to have children. I was trying to lead a conventional life, for that was how I was brought up, and it was what my husband wanted of me. But one can't build little white picket fences to keep the nightmares out." I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 9th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.